USA Radio News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that World War III may have already started when Russian troops invaded his country. He also said, quote, civilization is at stake, unquote, during an American TV interview hours after addressing Congress on Wednesday. The United Nations Children's Fund announced that more than 1.5 million children have fled Ukraine since the war began. A judge in Honduras has ruled that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez should be extradited to the U.S. to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Wednesday's decision can be appealed. Hernandez maintains that statements against him have been made by drug traffickers extradited by his government who wanted to seek revenge. He's denied any ties to drug traffickers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The trial against four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will resume on Thursday. During the first 2 days of testimony, prosecutors introduced videos, messages, and secretly recorded conversations. The trial is expected to last several weeks. FEMA has been helping with funerals for people who died from COVID.
FEMA announced on Tuesday that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19 victims. The program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Officials say nine people died in a fiery head-on collision in West Texas. The dead include six New Mexico University students and a coach, as well as a 13-year-old boy. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
COVID-19 deaths are surging in Hong Kong. Reporter John Hunt has the story.
Workers in PPE gear in Hong Kong have carted the bodies of coronavirus victims into refrigerated shipping containers as the city morgues run out of space from their deadly Omicron surge. In under 3 months since the highly transmissible variant broke out, they've recorded nearly a million infections and over 4,700 deaths, the bulk of them from the city's unvaccinated elderly population.
In related news, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has lowered COVID-19 pandemic travel health notices for several Caribbean destinations, places like Cuba, Jamaica, the British Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, the Dominican Republic, and the Turks and Caicos were all downgraded from being designated locations with very high levels of coronavirus to those with high levels. U.S. stocks added on to gains late in the session after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates for the first time since 2018. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 500 points, or 1.5%, while the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite gained 2.2% and 3.7%. And the water levels at Lake Powell in Arizona have dipped to new lows. It's triggering worries about power production. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.